Well, last week's general election in Britain has highlighted deep divisions within the country again. The Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May is still scrambling to form a minority government after the unexpected surge in support for the Labour Party. The youth vote has been widely credited with boosting Labour's performance, but British journalist David Goodhart believes that age is just one factor contributing to this divide in modern politics. In his new book, The Road to Somewhere, The Populist Revolt and the Future of Politics, he splits the population into the somewheres and the anywheres. And David Goodhart is speaking here with Andrew West.
The somewhere is probably the majority of the population, even in rich democracies like ours. I reckon about 50% of the population, perhaps a bit more, tend to be pretty rooted in their the places they come from. They tend not to have experienced higher education. They tend to place a high value on familiarity, on security, and they're comfortable with and feel quite strongly in some cases group identities and group attachments of various kinds. There's this rather useful distinction that the American sociologist Talcott Parsons came up with between achieved and ascribed identities. We're all on a spectrum. We all have both achieved and ascribed aspects to our identity. Somewheres have a much higher proportion of ascribedness in their identities, where, in other words, the things that you can't do anything about, that you just are, you know, you are a white male or whatever, or you come from a certain place. That is a given in your identity. It's not anything you can do about. And if that is a higher proportion of your identity is likely to be more easily discomforted by rapid change. People from somewhere with these strong roots, with these strong attachments, they're not against change as such, but they're more easily discomforted by rapid change in a way that more highly educated people can kind of ride the waves of change more easily.
Yeah, and those more highly educated people, the ones who ride the change, are they the anywheres? You've got the somewheres, now you've got the anywheres. Who are they?
Exactly. I mean, the anywheres tend to be rather a smaller proportion of the population, although have been growing very fast in recent years, which is one of the reasons for the greater instability in our politics. The anywhere people, I reckon, are 20-25% of the population in this country. They will have gone to university. So you've got a more educated and mobile group. And, you know, just in the way that values reflect lifestyle for the somewheres, values reflect lifestyle for the anywheres too. So if you're educated and mobile and you have what Talcott Parsons calls an achieved identity, your sense of yourself comes from your relative success at school, the fact you passed exams, you went to a good university, and you then pursue a career, you become a lawyer or an accountant or whatever, and your sense of yourself is portable. You know, you can live anywhere among, you know, that's why I call them anywhere.
Yeah. But what your book brings out wonderfully is this tension. Now, there's a group called the in-betweeners, and they are about 25% of the population. But what your book brings out brilliantly is this tension between the somewheres and the anywheres. It strikes me, David, there's a new sort of snobbery in Britain, and it's got nothing to do with dukes and earls and Downton Abbey. It's just that these groups don't get each other, do they?
No, I mean, this is the sort of tragedy of modern politics. Both of these worldviews are completely legitimate, but they are also, in certain important respects and in certain policy areas, in conflict with each other. And the task of politics in the next generation or so is to try and create bridges between them, try and create a new settlement between these two groups. And I think that means primarily anywheres who have over-dominated our politics. I mean, this is a relatively recent phenomenon. If you go back 30 or 40 years, British common sense, probably like Australian common sense, was essentially somewhere common sense. I mean, there were some highly educated, liberal-minded people at the top of society who ran our universities, media organisations, and were probably disproportionately represented in politics. But they kind of knew they were a small minority and had to sort of genuflect to a much more socially conservative and cautious majority. That has become much less true in the last generation, say since the early mid-90s. That has produced what I call a kind of liberal overreach.
Yeah.
And populism is partly a reaction to that liberal overreach. A lot of somewheres just have stopped voting over the last generation.
That's David Goodhart, author of The Road to Somewhere, The Populist Revolt and the Future of Politics, speaking with Andrew West. And you can hear that full interview with Andrew on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN.